says this. You are.
Shh. Shh. What's your subject? Baruch Chaim Glazer on the subject of Hallel.
Good morning, good morning. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, Per Gimel, Halacha Vav, he brings the halacha of saying Hallel on Chanukah. He said, V'loi Hallel Shel Chanukah Bevad. Not just the Hallel of Chanukah, Hushim B'Divrei Sofrim. It is M'Divrei Sofrim. M'Divrei Sofrim is, whenever the Rambam says M'Divrei Sofrim, it means Midrash Rabbanan. And a Kriyas Hallel, Olam M'Divrei Sofrim. Kriyas Hallel is always M'Divrei Sofrim, it's always Midrash Rabbanan. B'chol HaYomim Shagor Menas Hallel. Anytime we say full Hallel, it's always M'Divrei Sofrim. Half Hallel Abada is nothing, we know. But anytime we say full Hallel, it's always Midrash Rabbanan, it's always M'Divrei Sofrim. B'shmoyna Esayoy B'shona, Mitzvah Ligboy Behem Esa Hallel, B'Elohim. Rambam goes on to explain the 18 days which are Yom Kavoyim that we say Hallel. Shmeres Mi'achag, Yitz of Sukkot, Shmeres Mi'chanukah, Yidiz of Chanukah, Rishon Shal Pesach, Yimatzer HaShavuot. And he says, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, why do we say it? Seder. The Ravid straight away asks a question on the Rambam. On the words of the Rambam, Ela Kriyas Hallel Olam Divrei Sofrim, Tzvuyis Mi'chanukah, Bonam, Chol Yom Shagem, he says, Om Avram, look the Ravid, V'yesh bohem, the ma'aseh there is an aseh medivri kabbalah. Then the aseh there's a pasuk medivri kabbalah means it's medivri nevias. It's not medabbanon, it's not medaraisa, it's almost medaraisa, but it's stronger than medabbanon. That's medivri kabbalah. What's the pasuk? Hashir yolachem kelel hiskadish chag. This song, hashir, is halel. Yolachem should be for you kelel hiskadish chag. Like the night that umkadish chag. What's the night umkadish chag? What's the night say the night? This halal should be for you, Kaleel Hiskadish Chag. And that's Medivri Kabbalah, there's a Pasuk HaShir Yolachem in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, HaShir Yolachem. And there's a straight Pasuk that says, Halal. How can the Rambam say it's Medivri Sofrim, it's Medivri Kabbalah? We see clearly it's Medivri Kabbalah. And the Makai for Halal, couldn't survive. The Makai for Halal always is Medivri Kabbalah. The Magid Mishnah comes to the end for the Rambam. And he says, V'loi Hallel Shel Chanukah, and he brings the Gemara in Brachas Yudalet. V'peirush Omer v'peikai Yekore. Miyom Minon, Kalochem Ekriyishma, Doiraisa, Poisuk, Hallel Dabon Mibaya. We know that, but when you want to say Omeni Yishmei Rabba and you're in the middle of Kriyishma, even though Kriyishma is with Doiraisa, you can be Poisuk and say Omeni Yishmei Rabba, because it usurps it. And so, of course, for Hallel, the Gemara says, as a double pashut for Hallel, which is Midrabanan, of course you can say Omeni Yishmei Rabba. It's only Midrabanan. Alma, Hallel Midrabanan, we see clearly. Hallel Midrabanan, Vesham Bestam Eskiru. And this Gemara Stam brought said the Bestam that it's Midrabanan. There's no argument. Alma, because man, Midrabanan, it's always Midrabanan. The Magid Mishnah goes on to say, I, the Pasuk of Ashir Yolachem that the Ravid brings. And it's not shver because it's asmachta ba'alma. It's not a problem. This pasuk is tam ashir yulachem kleis gadish chag. It's a pasuk ba'alma. What did bother the Magid Mishnah, however, was the Gemara in Pesachim. That the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says, read the Gemara. The Gemara starts off clearing who was mechadish halam, who was kaveh halam. The Gemara starts off saying that was Moshe Rabbeinu, by Kriyas Yamsuf maybe. That when we said shiro then, that was the Kriyas of Hallel. And then the Gemara suggests Yeshua, by Sancheirev. The maskan of the Gemara is, V'chachamim ayimrim neviyim, shabineim tiknu lehen miYisrael. The Nevi'im are mesakan for Klal Yisrael, shiyu ayimrim oisai, that we'd say Hallel. The Kol Pei Pei Pei, called Tzara V'Tzara. What's Tzara V'Tzara? Tzara V'Tzara is, any time something happens to Klal Yisrael, then we say Hallel, the Kushan Egalim, talk to Gemara. When we were saved, by Sancheirev, we were saved, we said Hallel. In 1967, we were saved, and we said Hallel. That's Torah v'Torah. And the Gemara says clearly here that we say Hallel, and it says it's from the Nevi'im. Zog the Magid Mishnah, it's not so shver. Why is it not shver? When we say over here, that the Makai for Halal is from Nevi'ah.
What's the Kasha? The Kasha from Pesachim?
The question from Sachem is that we see over here that the Makor is from Navi, and he brings over here Navi and Rishonim that they were Mesakanit. But he says it's not so Shreb, because the Halal over here is Halal we see like Torah Batara. And called Torah Batara, that was Taka than Navi and Mesakanit. But the Yud Ches Yomim that we convey for Halal, that the Rambam brings, that would Taka be Medivri Sofrim. That's Medrabanan. It's only this Halal of Torah Batara that the Navi and Mesakanit, and that is Medivri Naviyas.
That would include Hanukkah though.
That wouldn't include Hanukkah.
But it should do, because that's also Al Tzara.
Then, when we had the nest, then, the first time after he said Halal Tzara and Tzara, now we're saying it because it's Hanukkah every year.
Kavua.
Now we're Kaveh Ayyim for Halal. B'chayra, according to the Magna Mishnah. The Briskerov brings this Gemara in Pesachim. And he says it's Tzara Chiyam. Yun Shom, in the words of the Briskerov, He brings the Rashbam and Rashi. The kol perik v'perik hainu rogalim. That perik v'perik, when the Gemara says perik v'perik v'tzar v'tzar, that's talking about the chagim. That's talking about the yudches v'yomim that were kaveah for halal. And yet, what do we say? We say that's from the Nevi'ah. That's what the Gemara says, clearly. Kachay tisharim oise ben bergalim, o ben akal tzar v'tzar. V'lefizeh, tzar chiyam. Divri ha-magid mishnah shechilik b'neu. That he's mechalik, clearly, between them, and he says that the yudches yom that the Rambam says, that's Medra Abonon, and the tzar v'tzara is Medivri Nevi'ahs. To the Amra akal tzara, shenei galim, v'mena hu takalas ha-Nevi'ahim, o b'yam ha-kavuim hu rak Medivri Seif, and that's what the Magid Mishnah says, he's mechalik. What is the difference? We see Lechera. That's the same thing. The Gemara brings Sarah Vatzara, Perik Reperik, and that's the Makar for Halal, and that's what the Nabi says in Yeshaya. The Brisker Rav goes on to explain the Ramakad Mishnah. And he says, Azay. He brings a Ran in Pesachim, but the Ran brings down Reb Haigon. Reb Haigon is talking about Lil Seder. Seder night, should we say Halal with a Bracha or not? And this is the Lashon of Reb Haigon. Kosa b'tshuva. She'ein mevorchen al halal. We don't make a bracha on halal shablei lipsachim of Seder night. Ligmar es halal. She'ein anu kairin oisai. We're not reading this halal b'toiras kairin. It's not reading it b'toiras kriya. Elo b'toiras oime shira. We're saying a shira. Shekach shaninu Reb Gamliel oime. V'chulu. V'soifa l'fichach anu chayavim l'hoidai es halal. This is the shira, this is the Oyme Shira. Lefichach, and because of this, im ba adam levarich. If someone comes to make a bracha, and he makes a bracha now, mashtikim I say. Eilu divrei agon. What's the Briskerov say? He answers very nicely. That the difference is that there's a halal which is materials kriya. The halal materials kriya is a chayv. You have to say halal in the same way that's kriya satorah. The shemir nesir, anything you have to say, the duty of the day, part of the duties of the day is to say halal. Kriya halal with a bracha. You carry the Torah, you carry halal, it's all the same thing. Masha Inkein, there's halal material shira, this halal material shira is that we just came out of Mitzrayim, the sea split in front of us, and so of course we say halal. But so besimcha that we say halal, it's a shira. And it's two completely separate things, and Mamela, we don't say halal with a bracha on Seder night. Because it's material shira, you're oim a shira. And this answers why in Pesachim it says, Perik v'perik with Tzara v'Tzara. So well, this answers why the Magid Mishnah is mechalek in the Rambam between the Shira and the Yud Ches Yomim that the Rambam brings with Rabbanon. Oh. There's two nafkaminas. One nafkamina will be if the halal is you're reading the halal and it's a kriyas halal, then you can't be mafsik like we said in the Gemara. Only for Omini Shmirah, you can be mafsik. But it's not supposed you can't be mafsik, it's like a Kriya Satorah. Masha Inkin, if it's a halal of Omishira, then you can be mafsik between the Pesukim, and actually that's what the Briskerov says. That's why we start off halal earlier than on in Seder night, and we do half-half, even the halal, the actual chiluk of Seder night, which is halal, we only say the second half of halal. Because you can be mafsik. Also, the nafkamina will be the Asam Rishonim that hold. You do make a bracha on a halal of Shira, but even if you do make a bracha on a halal of Shira, on a few of these Rishonim, even on half a halal, which we said is nothing, but if you're saying if a Torah is Oyim Shira, then you would make a bracha on a few of these Rishonim. And that's how the Brisk Rav comes to answer Svag Mishnah very nicely. The Gemara in Erechin says, Daf Yud, the Omer Reb Yechnam, Mishum Reb Shim Ben Yitzadok. And the Gemara brings down these Yud Ches Yom Kavuyin that we say, Halal. This is the Makar of the Rambam. Shmoni Etz Yom Sheyachad Goyim Mehen Etz Halal, Shmoni Yimei Achag, Shmoni Mechalak, the Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Harushin Shal Atzeres. And he goes on to explain the Cheshbon, how we say, Yud Ches Yom, if it's 21, what the Cheshbon would be. And this is the Makar of the Rambam. The Gemara goes on, though, to say something, which is a Pele Otzim B'Noyah. The Gemara asks a question from Rosh Chodesh. First, the Gemara discusses Pesach and Sukkot. Why on Pesach we don't say Halal on Chol HaMoed, we only say Half Halal, which isn't Halal, as we discussed. And on Sukkot we say Halal every single day, because on Sukkot there's a different korban every day, and that's Kaveh Halal. Mashinkin on Pesach, there's only Halal on Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, because we do the same korbanos every day, and that's, so it's not Kaveh Halal for Chol HaMoed. But the next question of the Gemara is a pele on the Brisk Rav. It's a pele of some manure, you can't read it. The Gemara asks a question that Rosh Chodesh we should say Halal. Rosh Chodesh, the Ikra Mayed, Rosh Chodesh that we know is called Mayed, Lema, Efshu we should say Halal. Efshu we should say Halal. Kriya say Halal. One of the 18 days. It should be Kailal in the 18 days that we say Halal. That's Rosh Chodesh. 19th day. Loi ikdish batsiyas melacha though. And for the Gemara, we say no. Because there's no kedushas melacha on Rosh Chodesh, the chsev, Hashir yolachem, kleilis kadosh chag. We know that what's kevea, the halal, zok the Gemara, is Hashir yolachem, kleilis kadosh chag. Because we've been mekadosh chag, there's an issa melacha. And Rosh Chodesh, there's no issa melacha. And Mela, we don't say halal. We don't say halal because there's no kedushas chag. Because Hashir yolachem. The Brisk Rav just said that the types of halal we would say on Rosh Chodesh would be a kriya sahalal, kriya sahalal, and Ashir Yolachem is a shir dekhalal. We're saying it b'teres oyim shira, and the Brisk Rav says, and at the end it says v'loy b'teres kriya. You're not being kriya the halal. V'loy b'teres oyim shira. If you're saying it b'teres kriya, hello, you're saying it b'teres kriya. How can we use a pasuk of Ashir Yolachem to be kriya for Rosh Chodesh? Even if we would say on Rosh Chodesh, we wouldn't be using this pasuk Vashir Yolachem. It would be Mataris I'm Kerian Halal. And the Gemara then goes on, two more questions why we don't see Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And we don't see Rosh Hashanah Kippur because of the famous Gemara says, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Melachi Asharis, Sefer Chaim V'Sefer Mesim, Tzuchim Lefanecha, V'Atamayim M'Shira. How can they say Shira when the Sefer Mesim are open in front of him? And the Gemara is the same question, but it's for Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Over here we see Rosh Hashanah wants to say, if we would say Halal and Rosh Hashanah Kippur, it would be Kurin Halal, it would be Kriyas Halal. Who cares that Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Tuchan Fanecha? If you're not in a good mood, you still say Halal on Sukkot. It's like you say Kriyas HaTorah, you say Kriyas HaHalal. That's what to be explained in the Brisk Rav. So in Cain, what's pshat here that the Gemara says that the reason we don't say Halal is because Sifri Mesim Tuchan Fanecha. If we would say Halal, it wouldn't be Materish Oy Mishira, it would be Materish Kriya. And the same thing by Purim, we say Orab Yitzhak, if you say Oynim Shira on Nes Shem Chutz HaAretz. We don't say Shira on a Nes happened in Chutz HaAretz. If we would say, why does it have to be on a Nes happened in Chutz HaAretz? That would be only for Oy Mishira. This is Kriya Sahal L'Chira, it's a Pele. How the Gemara can say this, according to what the Brisk Rav said, that it's two separate dinim. The Maaseh, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, the Rambam, at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvah, explains how to count the 630 mitzvahs in Machlokes Rishonim, different ways of counting the 630 mitzvahs, and the Rambam explains how he does it. And the first rule is, Asher Shorishon, She'ein Roy Limnois Beklal Azeh HaMitzvah She'ein Medabonon. Tov HaPashut, you can't count a mitzvah that's Medabonon in the 630 mitzvahs. Da, Ki Zeh HaInyan Loi Hoya Roy Loi Roy Olav. Betzim, I wouldn't have had to tell you this. Tov HaPashut Moi. Levaroi. Ki Achish Hoya Loshon HaTalmud, Shesh Meis V'Chol Shesri Mitzvahs, Nemru Loi Lomoy Shem Sinai. Ich Nema Bedova Shum Medabonon Shum Beklal HaMinyan. How can you say something on a, something that's Medabonon that's Beklal this Minyan that was Moshe Mitzinai? And he goes on to say that the reason he has to say it is because the Rambam is making a mistake. And they count Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, he says a few mitzvahs for Rabbanon, and they count them as a Deraisa. And then he says, V'shmoina Eser Yoim, Ligmoy Ben Eser Halel, that's one of these mistakes, is the 18 days that we say Halel. That they are saying it, and they think they're saying it with Deraisa. But Avad it's not, Avad it's with Rabbanon, because all these things would just be Masakan after Moshe Mitzinai. The Ramban.
Why does it say it's the Rabbanon? Because, hey, how can we look at the rice?
Dovah the Melech is the one that said it. Yeah. Someone, if it was after Moshe Mitzinai, the person that was Masakin it, then how can it be a Rabbanon? The Ramban argues off and on. The Ramban says, that's not true. How can you say this? How can the Rambam say this? The Rambam himself would hold by Birch Zamazin that it's Midday Raisa. And by Birch Zamazin we know that it was Masakin by Moshe and Yeshua, the next Chiluk. It's not Midday Raisa. The Lashon wasn't made by the Torah. It says, V'chaltav v'savatav v'irachta in the Torah. And the Mela, after that, we make a Lashon of Birch Zamazin, and that's how we say Birch Zamazin. About Vada, the Lashon that we're going to say after is always going to be Masakin by Chazal. And the Ramban says, V'anir Midavriyam, the Makor that he wants to bring for Halal now, Midavri Kabbalah, Midday Raisa, Shumin HaTorah, Kamoshe Pirashti. So how I explained it, it's going to be Midrash Kabbalah or Min HaTorah. And via Loch Moshe Mitzinai, let's say it's Loch Moshe Mitzinai, this Halal. Oishu Beklal, what interests me now is the way the Ramban brings a Raya that's Midrash Kabbalah, where he learns it from, what's he say? Shu Beklal HaSimcha, Shestavenu, Bo, that we were commanded with, Kamoshe Kosu, V'yoyim Simchaschem, on this day of Simcha, your Ma'id, you'll blow the trumpets, you'll be the Simcha on the Kabbanas. Ki ikaha shira b'peh. The ikah of this shira is b'peh, the kli, the kelim, and the besumi kalahu. The trumpets are just there as accompaniment. The ikah of the shira is b'peh. Misavinu b'simcha sashir ala karbon. We commanded the Simcha of shira on the Kabbanas. V'shaloi b'shas ha-karbon, even now which is not b'shas kabbonos, it's still b'klal ha-simcha. Elo shumia tu roshi chadoshim, b'kvulim b'pnei she'enu mekudosh ha-chag v'enu toon shiro. So we don't say shiro. V'shom b'msecht ha-serichin, and he brings the Gemara in Erichin, that says, Omru minayin l'ikashir min ha-tera, where do we know that shiro is min ha-tera? Me'hacha. From where? Tachas ha-shaloi avad ha-tora has Hashem alikecho b'simcha v'tuv levov. Yizah ha'avoda shehi b'simcha v'tuv levav havoim azu shira. The Ramban says 8 times that the makor for halal is shira. The makor for halal is always going to be shira. And he's explaining the Ramban that says that yud ches yom of halal is mitivrei sofrim. It's midrabanan. Bal kochoch daf mezogim. The avada and avada, every halal we say, it's always going to be under this umbrella of shira. Halal, by definition, is a shira. Halal is always going to be a shira. How are we going to be mechalek between the two different types of halal? How are we going to say in Erechin, the mashal, that we're still going to learn the halal that we say in Yod Ches Yomim from Hashir Yilachem? It's pasha. The halal we're saying on the Yod Ches Yomim is going to be a halal that it's a tzivoy to say shira. It's a tzivoy to be oim a shira. And we're made of the chay for us to say shira on Sukkot and on Pesach. Masha'enke, when you say halal on Leil Seder, it's a spontaneous halal. You burst out into song. You have to say halal because the seed just split in front of your eyes. It's not something you can plan, and that's why Reb Haigon says mashtika noisei. Reb Haigon says mashtika noisei because if someone's sitting at Seder night and he starts making a bracha on halal, he's ruining the moment. He just ruined it. What's pshat? You're sitting at Seder night, you just came out of Mitzrayim, that's how you need to feel. And the minute you say halal without a bracha, you're saying a halal, but teres, oi mishira, the pure oi mishira. And the minute you don't make a bracha, you can't plan these things. Masha'inka, niyot ches yom, we're going to say, is the shira that you were mitzvah with. We have a tzivoy to say shira. The chayru is still left with a very strong kasha though. Of how the Rambam can say that, it's medivri sofrim. The Rambam Maisa says it's medabonon. Echol zogim epos, maybe to fan for this. Maybe you can say, why does Rambam say it's medivri sofrim, even though the Maisa, the Gemara says, the Makor from Halel. Avadim Makor is good, the Makor from the Navi. Avadim Makor is from Navi. Like we said, it's all the same Halel. And Makor comes from the Nevi and Rishonim that made the Umasak and Halel. And the raw Halel, what Halel is medivri Nevius. Abzok the Rambam that to be kaveah yud ches yoim to say halal, to be kaveah 18 days a year that we say halal, that avad is going to be medivri sofrim, that's going to be medrabanan. They just ruined what was medivri neviim. What we know is medivri neviim, which is halal. When the rabbanon came along and they were masakin it for these yud ches yoim, that takana that we say on yud ches yoim, with no exceptions, we have to say on Yud Ches Yom whether we're happy or it's sad, doesn't make a difference. You have to say it's a chayv to say halal. That is takim drabanam.
I think Gemara says kol perik
prepare it. The Gemara says kol perik prepare it. The Gemara says kol perik prepare it. Because kol perik prepare it is every chapter in the year that we say halal. There's different tukufas we say halal. Rabbanu Masakan, Yud Ches Yom that we say halal, days of the year that you have to say halal specifically, and that's takim going to be drabanam. But Avada, the kol perik prepared, kol tzara v'tzara, that's what the takana of halal was made for. It was made for the matzif, when the sea spits in front of you, then you say halal. That's what... Or kol perik prepared, any tukufa that we'll have in history, that we're going to say, that we have to say halal, we'll say halal. And that's what it means. But to be kaveah and you din, that every year there are certain days that you have to say halal, light creates a terror, that's taka takana mitravana. And that's how we explain this Rambam. Shkei. Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Rabbi Aaron Kotler asked a question. Have we seen Megillah? The field on the base. Om Rabbi Yechon, Ma'ed Echsev V'loi Krov Zeh Zeh Kol Alaylo. What pshat that we don't say Halel on Shvi Shal Pesach? Big Shu Malachi Ashor Yisle Mishiro. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maisa Yodai Toivin Beyom, Maisa Yodai, even the Goyim, they were Hashem made them. They are perishing at Siva, Atam Oimrim Shira, and you could say Shira. Va'agadah to Maisa Yodai Toivin Beyom, that Kodesh Baruch Hu mitztayr, Kaviyochel, Ba'ovdan Roshoyim, Shem Gamkin Maisa Yodov, V'zem Mitzachesed, V'in Roitz B'Shvach B'Shira. Aaron Kotler asked, this is a pele, because, how can we say, that it's not possible to say Shira now Shvi Shal Pesach because of Hashem's creations that were dying at sea. Klal Yisrael themselves said Shira Kriyas Yam Suf when they were dying at sea. How could they say Shira then if the Goyim were then dying in the sea? And he says that it's a basic chiluk. The Avada we can say Shira and they couldn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachi Ashar, they were looking at it on a macro level, on a big scale. You can't say Shira. Within the world, There's one nation that's perishing at sea, and one nation that's taka going out of Mitzrayim. But how can you say Shira? Ma'is Yodai Tov Bayom. In fact, you can't say Shira. The Yidden, though, when they were sitting in the Kriyas Yamsuf, and they had the Nisim Leflores in front of them, that the Yamsuf split, in fact, they said Shira. The only thing that was happening at that time, at that moment, was that they were walking through a sea. And in fact, they could say Shira. And Ramela, the Yidden, could say Shira. Even though my still Tov Yom, but the Malachi Ashar is when they would say to Hashem, how can they say Shira? I thought they can't say Shira, and that's why we don't say Shira in Shvi Shal Pesach.